come together with Muslim Aid once again to get clean water families in Gaza. £105 can provide interrupted water to two families for an entire year.
Well, the Qur'anly app is about to show you your progress with your soul. Yes, that's correct. Not only does it encourage you to read, it tells you how many verses you've read, how many pages you read, how long you've been on it, and best of all, the Hasana counter. Download the Qur'anly app now and have a Ramadan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book like you've never had before.
Yeah, it's a couple times it talks about inheritance.
Yes.
And I think there's a couple times whereby, in certain situations, a woman would get less inheritance.
Yes.
Do you think... I think it would make sense in a community or a society where there's a lot of Muslims and they're part of the same sort of community, they're together.
Yeah.
And then maybe it wouldn't make sense for a woman to inherit as much, because then when she gets married, she's then going to, you know, the man's going to be the provider in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in a modern society, like let's say London, let's say there's a Muslim family that's maybe moved here.
Yeah.
Maybe they're part of a community where there's not as many Muslims. Mm. And then the mum dies, and she, you know, she's not somewhere where there's a strong Muslim community.
Yeah, yeah.
Is, you know, would that still be expected of them? Would that they wouldn't get the right inheritance or whatever?
Well, they have to, because the thing is, if you look at the matter, people think the woman is in a disadvantaged position. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the case. If you look at it properly, actually, we're happy with what Allah has legislated. But from the outset, if you look at it, look, a woman. She has a carer, yeah?
Yeah.
Provider. Allah says that men are maintainers and providers of women.
Right.
So, for example, if there's a war, I will go. If I'm walking down the road with her and next man puts a knife out, I'm not going to say, hey, darling, you go and sort this out and call me when it's done.
Of course.
I'm going to have to put my neck on the line, yeah?
Yeah.
I am the provider. Mm-hmm. I have to work.
Yeah.
So, for example, I'll give you a situation. I pay the rent.
Yeah.
I pay the shopping.
Okay.
I have to give my wife a certain funds for her to, you know, I can say, okay, look, I can afford, I don't know, I'm going to say, £100 a week, argument's sake, yeah?
Yeah.
I have to provide that.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at it, is this really I'm going to say pro man, but who's in an advantage position? Mm-hmm. On top of that, when I marry her, she has a right to mahar, dowry.
Mm-hmm.
So that dowry can change from.
What's that?
Dowry.
Yeah,
so that's her right. So, for example, when I want to marry my wife, she has a right for a gift. And when I mean gift, she can ask for 10 grand, she can ask for 20 grand, she can ask for gold, she can ask for a 5-star holiday, she can ask for a car, she can ask for a house, but I can't afford it, she can't get married, yeah? But the point is this, that's her right. So she has that right to ask. Now the money, let's suppose somebody's wife, the wife-to-be says, I want £5,000 and I want to go on a trip to Honolulu.
Yeah.
If that's agreed, he has to provide that.
Right, yeah.
On top of that, he has to do the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The nikah ceremony. And he has to do a walima, which is a wedding of announcing the marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's nothing hidden going on, yeah?
Yeah.
And bear in mind, I talked about working. If somebody comes with a knife,
yeah?
Okay, man's a full-time bodyguard, imagine that, yeah?
Yeah.
And then the money that I give her, I can't touch a penny. That's hers.
Okay.
So if I'm broke, crying at home, she can be splashing money. Not on me, on shopping.
She loves you, she wouldn't do that.
No, no, I know. But the point is this. Islam gives her the right that that's her money. I can't touch it.
Yeah.
And the question here is, how comes a woman gets less? Now, in this instance, let's put it in the perspective. I pay for the wedding.
Yeah.
I do the wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
I have to provide for her. I have to shelter her.
Yeah.
When there's a danger, I'm there.
Yeah.
The money I give her mahar, she keeps it.
Yeah.
On top of that, when inheritance happens, let's say her father dies, she gets, for example, half of that of a man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay.
This is the bit that confuses me.
Okay. Now, check this out. She didn't pay for nothing. She's been catered for.
Yeah.
I gave her that 5 grand, remember?
Yeah.
She keeps that. From her dad had 100 grand. Yeah?
Yeah.
The daughter will get, I think it's 33 grand or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And he will get 76, something along those lines, yeah? From what I remember, yeah? I think it's third or something. I can't remember. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
She will keep that.
Yeah.
The son, the money that he gets, he has to what? Do what? If his daughter gets married, for example, there's certain things that he has to do, and the groom.
Okay.
She keeps the money. The son has to provide for the mum, if the dad's not in the picture.
Yeah.
His daughters.
Yeah.
His wife.
So if the wife's dad dies, then her husband gets more money.
No. If the girl, imagine my wife's father, God give him long life, imagine he passed away.
Yeah.
And imagine my wife had a brother.
Yeah.
The brother will get more than
right,
the thing.
Right.
But bear in mind, the money that she gets, she keeps.
Yeah, and he has to...
He is looking after his mom and his wife, his daughters.
Yeah.
So the money that he gets is just fair because he's going to be spending it on his wife, which is another woman, and his daughter, which is another woman, and his mother, which is another woman.
So is it expected for a woman to marry somebody of Islamic faith?
Yes, they, she has to. She's not allowed to marry non-Muslims.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. So,
okay.
so if you look at it, she's in a better position because she doesn't spend, and anything she gets, she keeps.
Yeah.
But the man is a provider.
Yeah.
So her brother might get a lot, but he's spending a lot.
Yeah.
So in that sense, and not only that, if you look at Islamic finance, for example, we studied this.
Yeah.
In 15, 16 cases, a woman, because in them, we're just looking at the brother and sister sense.
Yeah.
A woman gets more money in inheritance than 16 or 15 male family members.
Right.
So the uncle, the paternal uncle, the cousins. So she gets more inheritance than 14 male family members.
Right, okay.
In that instance.
Yeah.
So people don't talk about that. So
yeah,
when you look at things, you know, and in detail, you will see that the woman is in a better off position.
Yeah.
And the man is in a position where he's providing and looking after, putting his, you know. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think...
If you have any questions, you can ask as well, you know.
Any questions?
Yeah. What if...
Go on.
A woman grows up wanting to be a provider.
Oh yeah, she can.
Not wanting the choice of having everything given to her, because I know there's loads of people who don't like the fact that everything's given to her.
She's allowed to pay rent.
You know what, Mohammed Hijab sent me an article yesterday, it's about feminism, and they did a study over 20 years, and they found out, they interviewed, I think, 100,000 females in the workplace.
Yeah.
And 70 to 80% or more were unhappy working. They preferred to be at home.
Yeah.
And there's a book by, not Will Ferrell, what's his name? He wrote a book, The Delusion of Men's Power, something along those lines. And you should read it. But you're saying, so if she chooses to work, she can.
Yeah,
she can work. Then that means she got more money.
Yeah.
The husband can't touch that money.
Well, where I'm at in the Quran, or maybe a little bit before where I'm at, there's a bit where it says that something like God takes us by night and then returns us for the day for a specified term or whatever. Do you think that when you're sleeping, do you think you're sort of... you don't remember what happens when you sleep, really. Do you think there's some sort of connection with God happening there during your sleep?
Yeah, we believe